with us.
Welcome back to Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm, Ticket Stock 2025, here at the Plano Event Center. We're having a great time so far. Don't forget, Super Bowl MVP Larry Brown will be here on stage probably next segment, I do believe. Or some here real soon, sometime real soon. DeMarvion Overshown will be here starting at 3 o'clock. And it is the Ticket Time Wasters, brought to you by Macho Self Storage. That will happen tonight at 6 o'clock, and we are excited to put that show on. We are at round table number, Junior, Corby, Matt, and Donovan here. And the theme for Ticket Stock 2025 is magic.
Magic.
And I've heard that there's someone on this stage right now that is prepared.
Thank you, Donovan.
Okay. All right. Okay. What is your name? Should I introduce you properly, or are you fine?
Junior the Great.
Oh, that's right. Junior the Great is my name. And I am here to perform a magic trick. Now, I need a volunteer. Oh, I'll do it. Oh, okay.
I'll do it.
What's your name, son?
It's Corby.
Nice to meet you, Corby.
It's good to meet you, Junior.
What do you do?
I work for a local radio station.
Did you hear that? He works for a local radio station. Well, Corby, it's your lucky day because I'm going to perform my very famous magic trick involving not one, but two United States 25-cent pieces. These are quarters. If you'd like to look them over to make sure they're not trick.
Okay, yeah, I will. Let's see. There's looks like George Washington or one of those guys on the front.
Or one of those guys.
Long-haired guys. Yes, these both check out as legit quarters.
Okay. And if you'll notice, nothing up my sleeves.
Wow, this is amazing.
It is.
Now, there is one of the quarters. Here is another one of the quarters.
Uh-huh.
Watch this. I'm going to lay my hand on top of that quarter.
What?
Did I do it?
Holy crap.
Did I do it? Thank you.
Okay, wait a minute.
Thank you. Be seated, please.
Wait.
Thank you.
I think I just witnessed the worst magic trick of all time.
Donovan, is that your name?
Yes.
Why don't you sit right here? I'd like to perform this trick for you.
Okay, we need to describe what he's doing a terrible job of describing this to our radio friends, but he puts a quarter on his left leg. So he's sitting down, so it's right there by his knee. Now he's holding the other quarter.
You see that quarter?
Yes, I see that quarter.
It's now under my hand, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now watch this. Isn't that incredible? I did it twice.
Again, all he's doing is...
Oh, my God.
He's grabbing a quarter off his leg.
It's so slow. The first time was way quicker. The first time I was like, man, how did that just happen?
The second time, that was obvious. Hold on. Are you asking, how did I do that?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's sleight of hand. See,
You
didn't notice this, but when I do that, I don't really put the quarter in my hand, and I grab it with the other hand and then produce two here, much to your amazement.
Weird.
Let me try it a third time and do something else. I'm going to add a little spice here.
Some flair.
Abracadabra.
Oh, he said the words.
Interesting.
Thank you very much.
Interesting.
See, they loved it.
Don't cheer.
That's really good.
It's always a winner.
Just don't cheer.
I thought it was cool.
Thank you.
I like magic.
It's not magic. He's grabbing quarters.
Pick a card, any
card. Oh, no. Those are Tarot cards.
Tarot.
I think I want to have a carot with my salad later on.
Yeah. Well, that is impressive.
Thank you.
How long did it take you to come up with that?
Thank you. I worked on that for a few years, and I like that I still have it, that I can still perform.
Yeah.
I've got a few other tricks that I might do later, but that's the showstopper.
That's the hot one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I get it. Well, I don't know why you would start with that one if that's the hot one. That seems like an ender. So what do you have to perform to...
Well, remember...
I have card tricks?
Craig will be...
Is that a question? I don't know.
Craig will be hosting the Time Wasters tonight. He's the MC, the master of ceremonies. I would assume there may be more magic tricks along the way. Or, I think that... Can we announce that we have a magician? Yeah, we have a magician.
Like a real one?
Not Craig.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. We have a magician that's going to perform during the Time Wasters, and I'm wondering if you could out-duel him.
I think you'll probably see that on stage. I think I can hold my own.
I look forward to this.
Be his assistant.
Yeah, let him saw me in half or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to seeing him. I understand he's really good. We're going to do like a 10-minute, 15-minute magic show as the Time Wasters are setting up, and then he'll be back periodically throughout the show.
So he'll disappear?
He'll disappear for a while and then come back.
Interesting.
Yes.
That's cool.
I'm glad that there still are active magicians that aren't just Vegas.
Thank you.
Yes, you as well.
You know, I saw a... because when I'm
the Great.
When I'm on my way to work, if Vegas. I'm going 67 north to get to 35, that parking lot of Redbird Mall, they would set up a tent
like a
in the
top?
Summertime for like the Universe Soul Circus. And there was another tent set up on the way like a couple of weeks ago that went down really quickly. And my phone is over there, the name of it. And I had never heard of it. Throw me my phone, man. Trying to see if you've ever heard the name of this circus, because I didn't know if it was like Hood or if it was something that was well known, because I know Universe Soul Circus is pretty hood.
Like, I think I saw this on the news.
It's the it says it's the largest circus on earth, called Garden Brothers Circus. Anyone heard of that?
It's the largest circus on earth?
That's what it says.
Bigger than Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey?
I passed by. I had never seen the name before, and I looked it up online. But they were set up in the parking lot of Redbird, but it was down in like 2 days. It was when it was really cold.
I don't even know
if they had shows.
Weird.
Because it was down in the drop of a hat, it was gone.
Could it have been they were so intimidated by Junior the Great's performance that they knew they couldn't compete?
They couldn't hire him away. It says it's 2 hours of excitement and fun at Garden Brothers Nuclear Circus. Humans gone wild.
God. Nuclear.
You've ever heard of that before?
Humans gone
wild.
I've
never heard of that.
No. What do they do? Does it say what they do? I thought circuses got outlawed or something.
Well, no, the freak show did.
Like, you can't have animals
for
anymore,
real?
Right?
Yeah, you can't have freak shows anymore with the bearded lady and the...
What about the world's smallest horse?
I think you can still do
a
that.
A seahorse?
They're not as...
Just a little pony. Corby and I got suckered into that at the state fair after the OU-Texas game. We had coupons to burn, and we were walking through the midway, and it said world's smallest horse, and we said, yeah, why not? And you go up on a platform, and you look down, and it's just a little pony.
And he's just sitting there. And then I think I asked Craig, what do we do now?
You know, the bodiless guy in the hat still kind of gets me every time I walk by. You just see his hat, and it's like a pole for his body.
Okay,
you know what I'm talking about? Right there by the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah. So
I don't know.
At the state fair, do they still have any type of, not freak show, but...
They have
maybe fake freak show?
I don't think so.
No, the only thing they have is those tractor trailers you walk through that are more like fun houses, but they don't really have. And they like the little bits that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Where you can go in there and see like the alligator person was just makeup or something.
Yeah, it's weak.
We went in one as a kid because in the 70s they were all the rage. All the kids at school wanted to go in the freak show. And it was like the world's fattest man. And he was a big guy, but he wasn't the world's fattest
right.
man. There was the bearded lady, and it looked like she just had a hook-on beard, basically.
Yeah,
it was a total ripoff.
Well,
I mean, some of them were pretty freaky, but...
Didn't Mike tell us the story one time in the 60s of going to the state fair, and they had the world's fattest man, and like you could walk right up to him, and he told Mike as a kid, he was like, if you give me $5, I'll eat a piece of chicken.
Really?
Yeah. So he was like hustling.
Man, $5 in the 60s.
I'm starving.
That's a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I think about it now.
Yeah.
But there's no way they're going to have that out. Yeah, I don't know. I need to walk around the fair and take inventory of what you can see. If it's still, there's no way they have.
No.
No, they don't have it. It's all that farm stuff now. Like, you can watch animals do stuff.
So you're...
You can watch animals do stuff?
So you and your wife,
like what
your,
exactly?
Your adventures to the fair, and your whole family adventure to the fair.
Yeah.
So now that you've been doing it for 50 years or whatever, does it ever get old?
Yep.
No.
It Not never does.
No. Fun, man. Although I will admit that this year, as we usually will take 3, 4, 5 different trips, and it's just like we'll leave the house at 6:30, we'll go out there and eat, and then we'll come back, and we're home by 8:30. So it's just a couple of hours. And I didn't realize that they had fall break the last week of the fair. So we went out there like on a Tuesday, and it was so crowded that we just turned around and went home. We didn't even go in. Because, if I would have known that, we would have taken the earlier trips. But usually, that last week, you can get in, get out, and there's really not a lot of traffic. But they've added this fall break, and it was stacked. So I think we only went once this past year, and that is the first time that we've only been once in I don't know how long.
You know, I have two platforms when I run for mayor.
Of?
Dallas.
Oh, okay. I'm running for mayor of Duncanville, so you can't.
Okay, we can be
you
friends.
You can't do that. Yeah.
We can be friends. Mayoral friends.
We can combine the cities.
Think of all the ass we'll get.
Dude.
It'll be shocking.
That's all mayors do.
Yeah. Yes, that's all they do.
The tag and bag.
But my mayoral platform will be, A, to move the OU Texas game to the third weekend, because that's when the weather starts to break.
Yes, good idea.
I know I would get your vote.
Yes.
I don't know how many more votes I would get. But that, and then I want to put Big Tex on top of Reunion Tower. That's it.
Interesting.
Those That'd are my cool. two platforms.
And he's going to have to Courage. Balance the whole time? That's not very fair to Big Tex.
You gorilla glue him down there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man,
I thought
work.
You were going to say you wanted to move the OU Texas game to that stadium that we say it was played in 1910 on the corner of whatever street that is.
It's like it fit like 38 people there.
So do you think that you could get votes with those platforms?
Me?
Do you think that they'll consider that a serious candidacy?
Yes, with
for
the big,
mayor.
He would get a ton of votes for the Big Tex thing.
On top of Reunion
People
Tower.
Would want to see that.
100%. I'd vote for that.
Yeah.
Be great. You could see it all anywhere in Dallas. You could see them. It'd be easy.
And I would have the local sandwicheries, including Chiba Hut, who's out here right now on my team.
Sandwiches.
Because no matter what sandwichery you go to, every fifth sandwich is free.
That's a big cost to the
counting.
City, I think. You got to pay for all those sandwiches?
I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
He's an idea guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we can do that. I think...
But that's it.
When I'm the mayor of Duncanville, I'll promote you throughout the
We can
cross-promote.
Yeah.
Yes, we can cross streams.
Yes. Yeah. I'm in. I'll make a wonderful mayor.
I think I would also.
Do you have to dress up as mayor?
No.
No,
yeah. We can change that.
With the sash.
Dress up as mayor.
You have to wear the mayor clothes.
You have to have the crown.
The sash that says mayor?
You have to have the rose petals in front of you as you go into the office, into the meetings.
Well,
remember when Mike Rawlings was on his way out as mayor of Dallas and he came to Ticket Stock? He had like 3 days left as mayor, and he came up here. He was drinking a beer.
Yes.
And we started talking to him about the city. He goes, the roads suck. This sucks. This sucks. He was over it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was like when we had Zach Martin on at the Super Bowl. He was so retired then. Like, he was just so happy to be out of it all, to be out of the grind. I remember, and Rawlings is... had a little buzz going.
Yeah,
he was great. That guy's awesome. Yep. All right, that's a wrap for this roundtable. We have other roundtablings lurking. It looks like George and Bob and
George
others and Bob.
Aretha.
And that'll be next here live at Ticket Stock. Thank you.
What?
Well, we're still
what?
Here.
Boy, that was another throwing your heart out to emotion.
Stop doing it.
Okay, let's go. All right, here we are. Day 2 Ticket Stock at the Plano Event Center. Welcome in at 2:17 on a Saturday afternoon. So this one is me, Davey, George, and Bob talking.
Hey.
So that's exciting.
Hey, now.
Very.
You guys having a great weekend?
We are. I'll speak for Bob here. And
thank
yes,
you.
We are. Yes. So they've already talked about doing a home and home golf challenge.
Well, yeah, we got that up and flying this weekend.
We had some chips.
We talked about the 75 Cowboy season, maybe taking a deep dive in that. Bob and I've had a great weekend.
Yeah. It's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Talking ball.
Talking ball.
I really enjoy that for you.
They also they also called a truce.
That's right. We called a truce. Bob I harpoon him on the air, and I said, Bob, I'm sorry about that. I'm going to stop.
It felt a very aggressive Picks with Friends season, where every Thursday at 12:30, George would try to verbally assassinate me.
It was usually just some sort of answer to an insult from Bob.
And you know how at the end of the season you just need to let your body recover? And so that's what I'm hoping.
I'm all for it.
Hoping the off season I can,
let's lay our arms down.
I could get in the gym and build back up so I have some
I agree.
I'm ready for next
total
season.
Total truce. You won't hear any sarcasm from Bob as it relates to talking about me.
Bob, are there any
he's the best.
Are there any rival USA and Canada players that have to go back to the same team now?
Oh yeah, for sure. In fact, Mitch Marner and Austin Matthews, who had that moment in time where Matthews leaves the net to go to Marner and he slides the pass to McDavid. I mean, those are teammates right there for Toronto. Mm.
So that's the vibe I'm getting here, is that you guys are having to lay down your arms and play on the same team again.
We got to be teammates again.
Well, yeah, and it was competitive. I mean, look, one of us was going to be with Little Spunt the whole week, and I just knew from the P1's body language that I'm not the type of entertainer this man is.
100%, it needed to be George.
Yes, it did need to be George.
It did.
Did y'all see the slow motion punt of Spunt?
Yes. It was way better than your first attempt.
It wasn't bad.
But first attempt, you got tangled up in your mic cord.
I did.
You shanked that.
And almost, took out a woman on the front row. Second one, though, had some height to it, some hang time.
Feels like the first time I learned you were a left-footed punter.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
It's a giant rattler
guy. I'm right-handed but left-footed. Is that...
That is weird.
Is that unusual?
I think so.
But here's something weird. I can only blink my left eye.
What?
Prove it.
Yeah.
Wink.
Okay, no problem. Wink. No problem. Yeah, blink. I blink both. Okay, wink.
Yeah.
I cannot do my
right
eye.
You can't independently
do your
right eye.
Can you hold open this eye and then try to do the other eye?
You did it!
Hey. Okay.
All right. See, there you
go.
But
I have to. Isn't that kind of awkward?
Yeah, but maybe if
you train
yourself, you can do it.
If I'm winking at someone, I go like this, and then... That's the only way I can do it.
That's how you got to practice, though.
Yeah.
That way you can
maybe
do it.
Maybe if I just practice.
You can train your face to be able to do it.
Maybe.
I don't know. That's interesting.
But it's a real right-left thing, though, I think. Because, I'm right-eyed.
Do you
shoot?
Do you eat right-handed?
Yes.
But I
sometimes, in a panic, will eat left-handed.
In a panic?
Well, like if you're trying to balance at a party and you're holding your drink in your right hand and I can work the fork.
Yeah.
What about finger blasting?
I'm sorry?
Like when you're shooting a gun.
Oh, okay. Well, like I said, I'm right eye dominant.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so right trigger finger.
Yeah.
Flicker finger.
Stop doing that, Dave.
Okay. What is it?
Man.
You don't
that's
have to
the act. Thing. And he just hits you out of nowhere.
You don't have to act it out when you're doing it.
We're just having a conversation, and Dave just hits you with one of those, and you don't know.
That's how it works. Just kind of hits you. Yeah, it's interesting because I write left-handed and I eat left-handed, but I do most everything else right-handed.
Okay.
So but that's culture that's demanding you be right-handed.
You think?
In spite of your natural instinct to be left-handed.
It could be.
Okay, so you throw...
Right-handed, play golf right-handed.
But you write...
Left-handed and I eat left-handed. Which is weird because when you eat left-handed, most people eat right-handed. So if you're sitting at a table together, I always have to take the corner because otherwise I'll hit elbows with somebody.
Okay.
Feels like if you could clean one up, though, it would be the writing because then you're not smearing your ink.
Yeah, right? That always sucked, but I never could. I tried to figure out how to write right-handed, and I can't do it. Because a lot of the times, you don't see this much anymore, but like even when you go to places and you had to sign your signature and it was attached to a cord, it was always on the right side, and I'd have to try to pull it over to sign left-handed.
Yeah. When you throw, can you throw with your offhand and it doesn't look bad?
No. Like the whole mechanics of it just doesn't even... Which
See,
seems
I can
weird.
Throw left-handed and it doesn't look that bad.
It seems like you could mimic throwing right-handed because you know how to mechanically do it, but you can't make yourself do it left-handed.
No.
I can bowl left-handed.
You know, Bob, when we were at Lambeau,
yeah,
and we were at that... it was awesome because there was a somebody had rented a house right across the street from Lambeau and had a huge tailgate at the house.
It was awesome.
And so Huey, P1 Huey, mm-hmm. he brought a football, and we were throwing outside in the street in front of this house right across from Lambeau. It was so...
How great is that?
So picturesque. But I have, like, my right side is terrible. I have a bad right knee and a bad right shoulder. Left side is great, but I'm right-handed and right-footed. And so I was trying to play catch with them, and in order to throw... I have to be, like, way over the top. And so they were saying I look like Otto Graham out there.
So do you
But if I try to change the arm angle, it just shreds my rotator cuff.
Well, that's really interesting because I have also thought for, like, 20 years that I probably need, like, Tommy John or something, because when throwing is so painful and it feels like your shoulder is, like, on the ground, but... The idea that you would actually see, like, Dr. Frank Job or whoever to kind of clean up your shoulder. It just...
Like, does it seem worth it? No. It's not even worth his time to see you?
No, but what if I could pick up some velocity on my fastball? I mean, you know...
It doesn't hurt when you play golf? Like, you don't feel anything in your arm at all?
I don't feel anything, but the action of throwing a baseball or a football is, like, so painful that I... Just
or what if it healed it. Like Henry Rowland Gardner and Rookie of the Year?
And now you're...
And then you could pitch for the
right.
Rangers.
Yeah, you can hit home plate from the stands in the outfield.
There's still time, I think.
Someone threw a frozen rope.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that's probably called getting old, though, when you need... You probably need a procedure to get back to full health, but then the doctor looks at you like, seriously, dude, what are you doing?
There is nothing more humbling, though, even when you are at the peak of your physical ability, of trying to throw a baseball. Because I don't know if you ever, when you actually felt like your arm felt good and you tried to get a radar gun time on your fastball.
Right.
48.
Yeah, like 48. You're trying to break 50. God. And, like, whenever I would... I would always... pitch simulated games with my friends out, you know, in the backyard or whatever, and you feel like you are just whipping the ball to the point where, you know, when you follow through, your fingers are tingling because the blood is rushing to your hand, and then it's like 50 miles an hour. I don't understand how people throw 100.
No, it's
makes
incredible.
No sense. Legs. We don't use our legs enough.
And, like, even in basketball, like, shooting is nothing. Like, so I don't even know what it is, but if you try the basketball outlet pass, the baseball pass, basketball.
God. Oh, yeah.
That is the most painful thing you could ask.
Got to be a rotator cuff thing.
I think it is, but I don't know.
You should go get it cleaned out.
Well, I've actually thought I would like to do that, but I don't really know for what purpose, because I don't have a lot of throwing sessions planned that I had to cancel because my arm is too sore.
Okay, but I'm afraid, because I've known people like 50-plus that are not throwing or anything like that, and all of a sudden they have to have some sort of shoulder surgery. I'm afraid you're headed for that, and it's going to be...
Like a shoulder replacement.
You're going to pick up a sack of groceries one day.
Yeah.
I'm afraid your shoulder is going to go, and you're going to have
surgery. That's going to be the key, too, like, because if you have grandkids and stuff and picking them up, you may find that you're going to have something done so that
Absolutely.
You don't have pain with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then again, it may be better to wait and put it off.
Who can say?
Jubb, do you want to tell the P1s how we almost lost you on Thursday night?
Yeah, so we had Time Wasters rehearsal here, and I went early, so I was the first one done. And I was leaving, and back behind here, there's a loading dock with metal stairs. And I was about to walk down the stairs, and my right foot caught in the metal, what do you call those? It was almost like a metal grade.
Mm.
And I could not move my right foot.
What?
And I was about to tumble, and I was holding my guitar and gig bag, so I had no way to brace my fall. And just then, I was able to dislodge my right foot and put it down. But I was that close to falling. And I just wondered if I was out there, and it's so loud in here,
Man,
you would just be crying for help.
Because it would have ripped your foot off and just bleed out.
Yeah, my leg's broken in half.
Yeah,
what was that movie?
I'd call Dave or Corby, and they'd just, you know, they'd be...
What was
Bob would be watching a hockey game, and he wouldn't come out there.
Well, if it would have helped America.
Like T2, where he just pulls his leg off when he's trying to walk?
The hiker who had, like, his arm stuck between two rocks.
Oh, what is it?
The guy who cut it off?
27 hours or whatever.
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
It was with James Franco. He played the guy that got stuck, and he had to cut his own arm off.
And finally, Avedis said, okay, they're not coming out. I'm going to have to cut my leg off.
Well, the crazy part with that was he kept passing out and wake from the pain, and he'd wake up and just work on it again. All right.
Yeah.
With what? What did he cut?
A pocket knife.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
An amputation with a pocket knife.
And then he had to break the arm once he got through all the flesh.
Oh, gosh.
And that was a true story.
I know.
But I was telling these guys that. It sounds ridiculous, but I think once you reach, like, the age of 50, your balance, like, year by year gets worse.
It does.
Speak for yourself,
bro. You got to work on it.
I know.
Yeah. I see Larry Brown.
Oh.
My balance
is about
amazing.
That time.
We'll ask him if he's starting to lose his balance.
We're about to have a Super Bowl MVP
All right,
up here.
Bob, look at you. Oh,
look at you. Bob could never fall.
That's core. Now see if you can do it with your eyes closed.
Well, have you done the challenge where you put your socks and shoes on? Like one leg at a time, like you balance.
What do you mean?
Oh, like you balance and you put your sock on, you put your shoe on, then you switch.
Maybe I'll try it tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'll get back to you.
Video it, send it.
AMA Maybe. Time.
Put it on TikTok.
Super Bowl MVP Larry Brown is on the way. He will join us on stage from Ticket Stock. That is coming up next.